ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the 11th canto, chapter 5, which is called Narada's Teachings to Vasudeva. This is text number 32. Actually, in this text, Sri Karabhajana is speaking, and he's telling about the avatars of Krishna in the Yuga avatars. And so this one, text 32, is about a future avatar. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're going to chant this text here. But if you've not been here before, we have to have the Bhagavatam verse on the board in the transliterated into Roman alphabet from the Devanagari script. And so this is so we can all chant this, even if we can't read Devanagari. So I'll just say each word, a group of words, say them after me, and then we'll chant each line like this responsibly. And, then we'll see what we find out from this. So text 32, canto 5, canto 11, chapter 5, text 32. Krishna,
Krishna,
Varnam,
Varnam,
Krishna, Krishnam,
Krishna, Krishnam,
Sango, Pangastra,
Sango, Pangastra,
Parshadam,
Parshadam,
Yasnai,
Yasnai,
Kirtana,
Sankirtana,
Rayaya,
Janti,
Sumedasaha,
Krishna
Varnam Tisha Krishnam, Sango Pangasta Parshadam, Yasnai Sankirtana Prayaya, Janti. Sumedasaha, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam, Sango Pangastra Parshadam, Krishna Sankirtana Prayaya, Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Krishnavanam Tisha Krishnam,
Krishnavanam Tisha Krishnam,
Sango Pangasta Parshadam,
Sango Pangasta Parshadam,
Krishnai Sankirtana Prayaya,
Krishnai Sankirtana Prayaya,
Yajanti Hi
Sumedasaha, Yajanti Hi
Sumedasaha,
Krishnam Krishnam
Krishnam
Sango Pangasta Parshadam
Yasmei
Sankirtana Prayaya
Yajanti
Sumedasaha
Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam
Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam
Sanga Pangasya Pasadam
Sanga Pangasya Pasadam
Yasnai Sankirtana Prayar
Yasnai Sankirtana Prayar
Yajantihi Sumedasaha
Yajantihi Sumedasaha
Yes,
Krishnavarnam Tisha Krishnam
Krishnavarnam Tisha Krishnam
Sangopangasya Parsagam
Sangopangasya Parsagam
Yadnai Sankirtana Praya
Yadnai Sankirtana Praya
Ajanti Isumedasa
Ajanti Isumedasa Krishnavarnam Tisha Krishnam
Sangopangasya Parsagam
Yadnai Sankirtana Praya
Ajanti Isumedasa
Krishnavarnam Tisha Krishnam
Krishnavarnam Tisha Krishnam
Sangopangasya
Parsagam
Yadnasankirtana Praya
Yadnasankirtana Praya
Yajanti Isumedasaha
Yajanti Isumedasaha
Krishna Varnam
Krishna Varnam
Repeating the syllables Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna, with a luster,
Akrishnam, Akrishnam,
not black,
not black,
that is golden, Sa-anga,
Sa-anga,
along with associates,
along with associates,
Upa-anga,
Upa-anga,
servitors,
Astra,
weapons,
Parshadam,
confidential companions,
Yajnai,
by sacrifice,
Sankirtana,
Prayai,
consisting chiefly of congregational chanting.
Yajanti,
Yajanti,
they worship.
They worship.
He certainly. Sumedasaha,
Sumedasaha,
intelligent person. Translation. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gaura Bharata Charane Nivishesha Sunya Vari Paschat Shadeshikarhe Oma Gyanam Timaram Dasya Dhanandana Chalataya Satchur Un Militam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanusha Kalpa Dupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyepa Chapatitanam Avne Yodhvaisa Deviyo Namo Namaha. So here in this chapter of the Bhagavatam, it is explained by Karabhanjada. He says, in each of the four yugas or ages, Pitta, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali, Lord Keshava, that is to say Krishna, appears with various complexions, names, and forms, and is thus worshipped by various processes. And so then he tells each age, in Satyuga, the Lord is white, in forearms, has matted locks, and wears a garment of tree bark. He carries black deerskin, sacred thread, prayer beads, and the rod and water pot of a brahmachari. Then he describes people in Satyuga are peaceful, non-envious, friendly to every creature, and steady in all situations. They worship the Supreme Personality by austere meditation and by internal and external sense control. So So the conditions in Satyuga are one way. The process of religion, the Yuga Dharma for that age is a certain way, which is described here by meditation. And the Lord who appears to teach that Yuga Dharma is described in this way, white, dressed like a sage with matted locks and clothed garments of tree bark and so on. That's Satyuga. Then he gives some of his names. Then in Treta Yuga, it describes red complexion, golden hair, and he teaches, he has a ladle, a spoon, and other implements of sacrifice, and in this way, he teaches people how to perform yajna in Treta Yuga. Vedic yajnas. And again, it gives his various names by which he's known. Then Dwarpa Yuga, the one before this. In Dwarpa Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears with a dark blue complexion, Shaimaha, wearing yellow garments. The Lord's transcendental body is marked in this incarnation with Sri Vats and other distinctive ornaments, and he manifests his personal weapons. And then it's said how the Lord then teaches worship, how he's worshipped as a great king or a lord. Then he says, O king, in this way people in Dwarpa Yuga glorify the Lord of the universe. In Kali Yuga also people worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following various regulations of the revealed scriptures. Now kindly hear this from me. And now you have this verse, Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishnam. So the Lord is described here. Now for this description I'm going to go to Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And in the third chapter, it describes the reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent. Here he comes, and he is the one who is spreading the Yuga Dharma for this age. And so he has external reasons for appearing, and then he has also his own confidential reasons. Those are described in the next next chapter. This particular appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, although the Lord comes every Yuga, we are in a very special Yuga cycle, because previously in Dwarpa Yuga, Lord Krishna himself appeared. He also doesn't appear in every Yuga cycle. Krishna himself comes once in a day of Brahma. Only once in a day of Brahma, where Krishna himself comes. Otherwise, some avatar is there. But Krishna himself is special, because what Krishna does is reveal his Vrindavan Leela. He comes and manifests himself in Vrindavan, and that is special because in Vrindavan Krishna enjoys the most intimate relationship with his devotees. He's the Lord. But in order to enjoy a very personal relationship, he has a kind of private life with his very confidential devotees, where he causes them to forget he's God. So therefore there can be intimacy. Otherwise, you're always a little overwhelmed because the Lord is so great, and he has what in Sanskrit the word is Aishwarya. Majesty and opulence. And as long as there's majesty and opulence, you're going to always be a little in awe. is right, because He is great and we're very small. But the Lord also wants to enjoy close relationships with His devotees. He doesn't want to be just limited to people who have to stand off a little bit with folded hands. And that's where He manifests this is in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is an eternal abode in the spiritual world. There are many places that the Lord is in the spiritual world. There are the Vaikuntha planets, where He presides as Lord Narayan with Lakshmi. Also in the spiritual world, there's Ayodhya. That's also a permanent place where the Lord is manifested as Ramachandra with Sita and Hanuman. Dwarka is also there, where there's some majesty, and then there's Goloka, Vrindavan, where everything is very intimate. And there, a certain characteristic of the Lord is displayed in full. That characteristic is that He is bhakta vasita. He is subservient to His devotees. It's like He takes His devotee, becomes His mother. He becomes a small child, and now he is subservient to the desires of Mother Yashoda. He takes the inferior position so He can enjoy these relationships. So that all these, this is very confidential. So that aspect of the Lord is only revealed once in a day of Brahma. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 manus. And in each manu, there's 71 yuga cycles. The present manu is the seventh, Vaivasvata manu. And in the 28th, right now we are in the 28th yuga cycle. In the reign of Vaivasvata manu. And that's the time that Krishna appeared. And therefore, in Bhagavatam, we have this record of these intimate dealings of Krishna in Vrindavan. So, at the same time, when Krishna comes to show this, how He's loved in a spontaneous and natural way by devotees, after Krishna appears in that Dwapara Yuga, the Kali Yuga after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears with a special purpose of teaching people how to worship Krishna so that we can understand and appreciate and enter into Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. That's His message. So here, the Lord came and He revealed this, His intimate relations. And in Vrindavan we see how the Lord is subservient to His devotees. Here I'll read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Braj with His devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Lord Krishna enjoys His transcendental pastimes as long as He wishes, and then He disappears. After disappearing, He thinks thus: for a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants
of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Braj Bhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four rasas of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and the Bhagavatam. Whenever and wherever there's a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium. If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all of these worlds would fall into ruin. I would be the cause of unwanted population, and I would spoil all these living beings. Whatever action the great man performs, common people follow, and whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Then the Lord's thinking, my plenary portions, his expansions, can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Braj. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. So, in order to teach devotional service himself, the Lord becomes his own devotee. I'm going to teach devotional service, so I have to practice it. So therefore, the Lord said, he appears, not as God, but as devotee, Bhagavan Bhakta. The Lord appears as a devotee. So he says, thinking in this thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia, early in the age of Kali. Nadia is a district in what is now West Bengal. Thus the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus with his resounding roar may he drive away one's elephantine vices. Because when the lion roars, even the elephants flee away. So our bad habits in our heart, when Mahaprabhu appears, they'll be driven away like that. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishwambar, because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion, thus saving all the living entities. Because Vishwambar means one who maintains the universe. He, Lord Chaitanya, nourishes and maintains the three worlds by distributing love of Godhead. In his later pastimes, he is known as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He blesses the whole world and by teaching the name and fame of Lord Krishna. So then, Krishna's Kaviraj says, knowing Chaitanya to be the incarnation for Kali Yuga, Garga Muni, during the naming ceremony of Krishna, predicted his appearance. You'll find this in the Bhagavatam. When Krishna appeared,
Nanda Maharaj took him to Garga Muni to give him his name. And so Garga Rishi said, this boy, meaning Krishna, has three other colors, white, red, and yellow, as he appears in different ages. Now he has appeared in the transcendental blackish color. White, red, and yellow, these are the three bodily lusters that the Lord, the husband of the goddess of fortune, assumes in the age of Satya, Treta, and Kali, respectively. Now in Dwarka Yuga, the Lord has descended in a blackish hue. This is the essence of the statements of the Puranas and other Vedic literature with reference to the context. And then he quotes from what we just read, how he appears in Dwarka Yuga in a blackish complexion, dressed in yellow, with his kastuba jewel and his mark of Srivats. The religious practice for the age of Kali is to broadcast the glories of the holy name, Nam Sankirtan. Only for this purpose has the Lord in a yellow color descended as Lord Chaitanya. The luster of his expansive body resembles molten gold, as we call him Gaur Hari, golden lord. The deep sound of his voice conquers the thundering of newly assembled clouds. Then it describes that he has the measurements, the bodily measurements of what is called a Mahapurush, a great personality. His arms are long enough to reach his knees. His eyes are just like lotus flowers. His nose is like a sesame flower, and his face is as beautiful as the moon. He is peaceful, self-controlled, and fully devoted to the transcendental service of Krishna. He is affectionate toward his devotees. He's gentle. He's equally disposed toward all living beings. He's decorated with sandalwood bangles and armlets and anointed with the pulp of sandalwood. He especially wears these decorations to dance in Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Recording all these qualities of Lord Chaitanya, the sage Vaishampayani included his names in the Vishnu Sahasranama. This is in the Mahabharata. And there's a verse which has these names in this order that he's Suvarna Varanga Chandanangadi Hemanga Sanyasakrit Shama Shanta and Nishta Shanti Parayana. These are all the names listed in this verse. And it shows here that these are all applied to Mahaprabhu in the Vishnu Sahasranama. And then Krishna's Kaviraj goes on and he quotes the verse that we've read now from the 11th canto. O King, in this way the people in Dwarka Yuga worship the Lord of the universe in Kali Yuga. They also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the regulations of the revealed scriptures. Kindly now hear of that for me in the age of Kali. Intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of God who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So now he explains this verse. The two syllables, Krishna, this word Krishna Varna, the one meaning of the word Varna is syllable. So say Krishna Varna, he's saying the two syllables Krishna. The two syllables Krishna are always in his mouth, or he constantly describes Krishna with great pleasure. These are the two meanings of the word Krishna Varna. Indeed, nothing else but Krishna issues from his mouth. If someone tries to describe him as being of blackish complexion, because that's another meaning, Varna also means color. So Krishna Varna. So you can say, oh, that means he's blackish in color. He says the next adjective, Krishna, immediately restricts him. His complexion is certainly not black. Akrishna. Krishna? Akrishna. Indeed, his not being blackish indicates that his complexion is yellow. Another thing is, although he appears as a devotee, he's Krishnavana. He's in the category of Krishna. He's God. He's Krishna himself. So in this way, he describes him. One can vividly see his glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. Now, in the next chapter of this Chaitanya Charitamrita, the golden complexion is actually the color of Srimati Radharani. Because he's appeared, when the Lord appears as his devotee, he specifically wants to experience the feelings of Srimati Radharani. This is his confidential reason for appearing. The external reason is to spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and to teach people Braj Bhakti, devotional service as practiced in Braj. His other reason, which is described in the next chapter, is this, that Radha and Krishna are eternally together. The Lord is one, but for expanding pleasure, he has appeared as Radha and Krishna, supreme male and supreme female. Radharani is actually the embodiment of Krishna's internal pleasure energy. And so in this way they eternally are increasing transcendental bliss by their loving relationship of Radha and Krishna. Then it describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Krishna is thinking. He looks at Radharani and he is amazed by how much love she has for him. He finds her love for him completely to be so extraordinary and so amazing that he would like to be able to understand it himself. But he himself is the object of that love. In Sanskrit terminology, Radharani is the Ashraya. She's the person that has this feeling. And Krishna is the Vishaya. He's the object of that feeling. And he says, as long as I am the Vishaya, I cannot experience that for myself. If I really want to understand Radharani's love, I would have to do it from her position. And then he says, also I can see that Radharani is actually, she feels more bliss than I do. I'm supposed to be the supreme enjoyer. But actually, I see my devotee actually experiences more happiness than I do. And I would like to experience that for myself. And then the third thing Krishna wants to know, what is it about me that inspires such love in Radharani? I can't understand that about myself unless I can somehow or other see myself from her position. So this is why the Lord has his permanent, eternal manifestation as Chaitanya, where although he is Krishna, he has taken on the emotions, the bhava, the feelings of Radharani, and the complexion of Radharani. So he comes with this golden complexion of Radharani. So in this way, the Lord not only gets to be the Supreme Lord, he gets to be the supreme devotee. You should think about this because we know in the material world everybody is trying to become the greatest. Everybody's trying some way or other to become God. Then they fail in the material world. The God projects in the material world never last. All the big politicians, they get thrown down. Everyone has to die. Everybody is humbled in the end. People gradually realize this and then they say, oh, well, let me take the spiritual life, let me become God. I'll become one with Brahman and then I'll be the Supreme. So in this way, either materially or spiritually, everybody wants to be God. But God wants to be a devotee. He thinks that's better than being himself. This is one of the things we see from Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself enjoying and relishing the feelings and the activities of being a devotee. And at the same time, he is teaching that to us. He is teaching how to practice devotional service by his own example. So this is the mission of Mahaprabhu. So he continues to describe this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj. He says, one can vividly see his glowing reflection of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. The sinful life of the living beings results from ignorance. To destroy that ignorance, he has brought various weapons, such as his plenary associates, his devotees, and holy name. So in this case, his weapon is the Hare Krishna mantra. In previous incarnations, the Lord sometimes he had a chakra and a bow and arrow, and he killed the demons. But in Kali Yuga, everyone is so bad that if he just killed demons, there wouldn't be anybody left to save. So therefore, his weapon is the Hare Krishna mantra, which goes into the heart and kills all the demonic desires and all the dark things, but turns demons into devotees. So that's his weapon. And his associates. Because Mahaprabhu, he came famously with his associates. You can't see the pictures behind me, but this book, the Panchatattva. There's Mahaprabhu, and then on his right is Nityananda. Nityananda is the incarnation of Balaram. And then further to the Lord's right-hand side is Advaita. Sri Advaita, who's actually an incarnation of Mahavishnu. Then on his left, that side is Vishnu Tattva. Left side, Shakti Tattva, is Gadadhar, who's actually Radharani or Radharani's luster incarnated. And then Srivas, who's Narada Muni, Jiva Tattva. So there, Lord Chaitanya and his four companions are called the Pancha Tattva. All the principles are there. The Lord is there, the Lord's expansion, the Lord's incarnation, the Lord's internal energy, and the Lord's marginal potency in those five figures. So those are all his associates. He says, anyone who looks upon his beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. In other incarnations, the Lord descended with armies and weapons, but in this incarnation, his soldiers are his plenary parts and associates. So, in this way, he describes Nityananda and Advaita. And then he goes on, he says, to describe the associates, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the initiator of Sankirtan. One who worships him through Sankirtan is fortunate indeed. Such a person is truly intelligent. That's what the verse says. Yajantihi Sumedasaha. Sumedasaha means you have a good brain. So people in Kali Yuga who are Sumedasaha, of good intelligence, they will worship the Lord by his Sankirtan Yajna. Such a person is truly intelligent, whereas others who have but a poor fund of knowledge must endure the cycle of repeated birth and death.
Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. One who says that 10 million Ashvamedha sacrifices are equal to the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna is undoubtedly an atheist. He is sure to be punished by Yamaraj. In the auspicious introduction to the Bhagavad Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami has given the following verse as an explanation. I take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is outwardly of a fair complexion, but is inwardly Krishna himself. In this age of Kali, he displays his expansions, his angas and his bhangas, by performing congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And then he quotes many other verses which are describing the incarnation of Krishna that he's as Mahaprabhu. So he's predicted to come this way. So this is his reason for coming. The external reason that he's spreading this Sankirtan, which is the Yuga Dharma, the way for this age. When Prabhupada was in Gainesville, Florida, early in the movement, he was interviewed on television. And the person said to him, you've been in our country a little while now. You see that we have lots of churches. It's not that we're without religion. But you've come here as a missionary, so you must think that you have something to offer us that we don't have. What is that? So Prabhupada was very tactful. He says, yes, you do have many churches. That's very nice, and I've been invited to speak in a number of them. the interviewer repeated his question. Yeah, but still, you must think that there's something special you have to offer. What is that? And Prabhupada said, he said that this Krishna consciousness movement is most authorized. He said because God himself is teaching how to be a devotee. And he said in this television studio, some job is to be done. Maybe other people can teach it, but if you teach it, because you're the head person, then your instructions are the most authorized. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, showing us how to be a devotee, and is teaching this process of Sankirtan. And it is a fact that he did predict that one day that his names would be chanted in every town and village of the world. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, you see this. And we have seen that this is actually coming true. Just within a very short time, what you maybe thought was impossible or very unlikely, that the Hare Krishna mantra is now everywhere because of Srila Prabhupada. You can go everywhere. People know this Hare Krishna mantra. Prabhupada really made Krishna consciousness famous. And this is the Yuga Dharma. There are predictions in some scriptures that within this Kali Yuga, there's supposed to be a 10,000 year period of a golden age of Krishna consciousness. That one who takes shelter of this process of Mahaprabhu can become immune from all the effects of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga degrades all the good qualities of human beings. It is not very good for people's spiritual life, and ultimately will not be good for people's material life either. But here,
this process of Krishna consciousness, of the chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, is especially powerful because we need it. We cannot do those things that were done in the previous ages. In the Satyuga, it was meditation. People it was so peaceful and so calm. People were such elevated characters. They could perform meditation with an undisturbed mind. Our minds are always disturbed in Kali Yuga. Neither can people perform Vedic Yajnas properly. The Brahmins, they can't chant the mantras anymore. Nobody learns it. I talked to Brahmins who elderly men who could chant the Rig Veda Samhita forwards and backwards, but his sons are all studying IT. No, they're not learning. No sacrifice is not possible anymore. Neither proper deity worship. We do it here, but nothing like it used to be done. And people don't come to the temples and the mosques, and they're gradually becoming abandoned. Most people are right now. It's Sunday in America, but most people, their guru is the one I've got on this television. That's who they learn everything from. That's their guide in life. So this is Kali Yuga. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the Lord Himself. Krishna and Krishna's name are the same. And the Hare Krishna Mantra is very convenient, supremely portable. You can take it with you everywhere, and it's relatively easy to chant. And so Mahaprabhu has given us this process of cultivating the holy name in the association of the holy. This is now Sankirtan. So this is the appearance of Mahaprabhu is what we are going to observe. Gaura Purnima, he appeared at the full moon at time, so that is coming up. And you can see that the flood of the mercy of Mahaprabhu is proceeding over the whole world, and we have this this opportunity only comes once in the day of Brahma to get the this process of Krishna consciousness through the holy names is given by Mahaprabhu, so we should take full advantage of it. And just by practicing, participating in the Sankirtan, all the bad qualities that we have taken in ourselves and that are outside trying to come in, they'll all be neutralized and kept away, and we can attain the highest destination, even though there are so many impediments in Kali Yuga. All those impediments by Mahaprabhu's mercy will be removed. That's what's coming up. I suggest that I prepared this little three chapters, short chapters about the purports. I'm going to participate in a Vaishnava Christian dialogue at the end of April, and it was my topic to give a scriptural reading for everybody and give a talk. So my proposal was to talk about Mahaprabhu, so I prepared this for these people so they can understand a little bit about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission and why it is that God appears as a devotee and what is his purpose in doing so. So that's be able to in this way explain to people about Mahaprabhu. And I suggest you also Adi Leela chapter 3, chapter 4, and also if you look at chapter 9. So if you have access to these books, you should do that. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.